Meanwhile, purple helmets, white tops and bottoms accentuated in purple. Back to return for Grantsburg is Dane Lozier and Ian Berkman. Boot meets ball. End over end kick that Lozier will take at his 15 for Grantsburg. Moves to the left into the hash marks, up the field, past the 25, gets to the left sideline to the 35-yard line, and is snuggled out of bounds, but a good return for Dane Lozier. And here comes this Grantsburg offense, which had a slow start against Mondovi last week, but picked it up as that game went along and ended up winning a back-and-forth tussle. Won that game last week in a wild one, 28-21. Ian Berkman rushed for over 100 yards. Most of that came in the second half. Brock Matheny, the quarterback, he's just a junior, but already in his second year, and he's thrown 30 career touchdown passes. He's in the shotgun, wide receivers flanked each way. Takes a snap, he'll give it to Berkman, wanting Ryan to the right side. At the hash mark, tries to reverse his direction, nowhere to go, and brought down for a loss of a yard. They started at their own 38, a loss of a yard, ball down to the 37. Now it'll be second down at 11 for Grantsburg.
Yeah, that was just a great job from Mason McCoy on defense for Reed, just able to slip his way into the backfield and stop any run, able to get a loss of a yard.
Wasn't the Derek getting comfortable doing the color commentary at 13? It's like your uncle snuggling into your favorite recliner at Thanksgiving. Here's a pass coming to the right side. Leaping catch made right at the first down marker by Caden Matheny, the younger brother of Brock, made the catch at the 37-yard line, a gain of 10, a yard shy. It'll be third down and a yard for Grantsburg at their own 47-yard line, just underway in this level 3 playoff game. All right, they got Berkman in the backfield, no quarterback, so they're going to do a direct snap to Ian Berkman. Takes the snap, he'll keep it himself, flag flies. Berkman into the line, ball pops up into the air. It comes right back to him. He was held back, though, did not get the first down. As he was crunched, ball went right up into the air but landed right back in his hands. It wouldn't have mattered anyway. A false start on Grantsburg is going to push them back 5 yards. I don't think you get the chance to decline this. It was a pre-snap penalty. Oh, they will get a chance because they ran the play. They will decline it. So, and actually, it was an illegal formation on Grantsburg. Somebody did not set up properly. So it'll be fourth down and a yard for Grantsburg, and it looks like the 13-year head coach of the Grantsburg Pirates, Adam Hale, is keeping his offense out there. Brock Matheny will go under center. Berkman right behind him. Also have Dane Lozier in the backfield. He'll hand it to Berkman, and Berkman will dive his way up the middle and has the first down to the 50-yard line. A gain of 3, and it'll be first and 10 for Grantsburg. So a gutsy call right away for Grantsburg.
Yeah, and I don't exactly really blame that right out of the gates. Trying to set a tone early, and you are able to successfully get the first down. You're showing that you're ready to play.
First and 10 for Grantsburg right at the 50 as they move left or right across your listening device. Brock Matheny sends a man in motion. 3 wide receivers to the left side. He throws it to Dane Lozier, a wide receiver screen, but he's hit in the backfield and loses a yard. Noah Labor right there to grab the toy out of the cereal box. Brings down Dane Lozier for a 1 yard loss. It'll be second and 11.
Yeah, that's just a good play from Labor there. Able to, like earlier in this game by Mason McCoy, just able to get back there and prevent this time a wide receiver screen.
With no Everett Tate today, guys like Labor, who's had a good playoff, will have to step up more. Matheny in the shotgun. Rolls out to the left side. Under pressure, wrapped up, he throws it away. Just before he was sacked by Sawyer Webster. Would have been a loss of about 15 yards. Matheny got the pass away, threw it out of bounds. But Sawyer Webster in on the pressure there as Webster was racing after him as though he was a dog seeing a cat.
Yeah, it looks like Sawyer Webster had got in there practically untouched as he just ran right through him and nearly had himself a sack.
So it'll be third and 11 for Grantsburg. 10-18 to play in the opening quarter. Grantsburg has had a lot of plays, only moved the ball, though, about 15 yards. Third and 11. Brock Matheny at quarterback completes 61% of his passes. That's pretty good at this level of football. And now another flag gets thrown as they're setting up. And there's going to be, not too sure what the call will be. We'll get it from the white cap.
So we're going to have intentional grounding. Ball did not get back to the line of scrimmage. 5-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Lost it down.
Ah, so yes, it wasn't a question as to whether, Derek, he was out of the pocket. He was, but his throw did not get back to the line of scrimmage. He threw it out of bounds, but it did not get back to the line of scrimmage because he'd been chased so far back by Sawyer Webster. So that penalty is going to mark the ball back at the 37. And now they've got third down and a trolley ride to go. Third down and 23 for Grantsburg. Four wideouts, three to the right, one to the left. Brock Matheny steps up, throws it deep, left side, he's got a man wide open, catch me at the 25 of Regis, and brought down right there. Avery Brown was left wide open. He had to turn around for that ball. If that pass had caught him in stride, he would have walked in for a touchdown. As it is, though, turns around, makes the catch, and a first down for Grantsburg at the Regis 23-yard line. Grantsburg right back up on the ball. Again, you're not taking on Clover Bell teams right now. Berkman into the line, cuts to the right. He's still on his feet as he gets inside the 20 and down to the 16. Gain of seven on the play, second and three.
And yeah, going back to that previous play, that's really something they can't allow to happen, a 23-yard play on third down.
They try to throw to Dane Lozier on another wide receiver screen to the right, but overthrew him. It'll be second down and three from just inside the 17-yard line.
Yeah, most of this yardage has come on just one play, but before this, Grantsburg had just spun their wheels in a circle and gone nowhere.
On a 50-yard pass to Avery Brown, by the way. Shotgun for Brock Matheny on third and three. Throws over the middle, catch me at the first down marker by Caden Matheny. Stays on his feet, tries the lunge ahead. Need to get inside the 14. It will depend on the spot.
Brock Matheny's pass complete to Caden Matheny.
And they're going to give him just enough. First down for Grantsburg. Another third down conversion for Grantsburg. Grantsburg has a fourth down conversion and two third down conversions on this game opening drive. First and 10 from the 13 of Regis as Grantsburg trying to strike first. Brock Matheny signals to his brother Caden to get back on the line here now in a tight end position. He's under center. Pitch goes to Berkman to the right, cuts back to the left, between the hash marks, inside the 10, digs like a gopher to the 8-yard line. A gain of five, maybe six. It'll be second down and medium.
And yeah, what's going on right now for Grantsburg is they're just finding ways to continue to move the ball. Regis has just had a hard time to stop them moving it. Slowly but surely they're getting it.
Ian Berkman over 1,400 yards on the ground this year. 27 touchdown rushes for Ian Berkman. Second down and five from the Regis 8. Matheny this time gives it to Daxter Schultz. Schultz into the line, stays on his feet as he tries to move the legs and moves the pile maybe a yard. That's it. And it'll be third down. And did they give him anything? They didn't give him anything. Third down and five from the 8.
Yeah, it looked like George Walterstar had been the one to stop him right there. So a good job by him to be able to prevent that, set up a third and 4.
Brock Matheny pitches to Berkman to the left, cuts back to the right, inside the 5, bounces off guys on the shoulder, gets to the goal line, and muscles his way in. It's an 8-yard touchdown run by Ian Berkman, his 28th touchdown run of the year, and Grantsburg takes the 6-0 lead with 7:55 to play in the first quarter. So Berkman discarding guys off his shoulder as though he was flicking dust away. Alex McCormick, who's 50 of 53 on extra points this year, right-footed kicker on for the PAT, the point after touchdown. Snap, ball's down, right-footed kick is up, and it is good. And with 7:55 to go in the first quarter, Grantsburg, with an impressive drive, takes a 7-0 lead. Regis and their offense, though, gets the ball for the first time when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are. It's fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
New York Strand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
New York Strand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Well, if you're Regis, Grantsburg gave you opportunities to end that drive. Grantsburg was like somebody dangling the yarn in front of the cat, and all Regis could do is try to paw at it, but could never grab the yarn. All those third down conversions and fourth down conversion. But Regis and their offense will now go to work, down 7-0, 7:55 remaining in the first quarter. You see Everett Tate walking on the sideline for Regis. You wonder if they're still going to use him a little bit. He did not participate in the warm-ups, but he's down on the sideline. No crutches or anything. He's been battling a lower body injury, and you wonder if they will, if Brian Brenner will use him for a few plays or maybe as a decoy at times. Alex McCormick, right-footed kicker for Grantsburg, will boot the ball, send the ball down to our right. It'll be taken by Mason McCoy, who will then hand it to Alex Figge, coming wide to the left side of the 15-yard line, and he's muscled down by Ian Berkman. This Grantsburg team, by the way, has a roster size that's about the same size as the minor league baseball team I work for in the summer. They've only got some 36, 37 players, so almost every kid plays two-way football for Grantsburg, but it does not slow them down.
No, it does not. They just keep finding, even with their short roster size, we can see that they've gotten to this point.
First and 10 for Regis at their own 16. Owen Weisenberger in the shotgun. With him is Brody Tarbox, who had that big game last week. Tarbox in the carry, through the hole on the right side, out to the 25-yard line, and leans ahead to the 27-yard line. Good game for Tarbox, and of course, that poor kid gets up and is limping as he heads back to the huddle. This Regis team, the physicality that they play with all year is catching up with them at the moment. He gets up, and it seems like they're constantly dealing with lower body injuries. That was a first down run, by the way, out to the 27, a gain of 11. Tarbox again through the hole on the right side, leaps through it over the 30 to the 31-yard line, brought down by Henry Quintana, a strong junior defensive player in the defensive back position for Grantsburg.
And yeah, for Regis right now, going back to your point about the injuries, right, it's most likely the type of play, their common power formation, that can lead to, with how many players are set up right at the line, it leads to more contact, which can lead to tends to lead to a bit more injuries.
Confusion for Regis as they lined up. Somebody wasn't lined up properly, and Brian Brenner has to burn a timeout. So it'll be second down and 6 for Regis midway through the first quarter. They're down 7-0 when we come back from this timeout. 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
6:49 left in the first quarter. Regis down 7-0. They've got second and 6 from their own 31. Coming off the Regis timeout. Hand off to Brody Tarbox. Through the left side of the line this time. Has the first down out to his own 39-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play. First and 10 for Regis at their own 39-yard line. Regis, though, keeps coming with you, guy after guy after guy that can make plays. And if you sell out for the run, Derek, Weisenberger can throw it. Now, he has only thrown for just barely 600 yards this year, but they can hit those passes as well. First and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Brody Tarbox again. This time over the left guard position, moves the pile ahead about 5 yards, and it'll be second and 5. So Regis getting good gains on the ground.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of good gains from Brody Tarbox here to start off, and that's the thing. How often do they continue to keep using it?
Under 6 to go in the first quarter. Grantsburg leads 7-0. Weisenberger keeps himself to the right side. He's got lots of room for the 40, 35. Is it going to be angled out of bounds? Yes, he will. Just inside the 30-yard line as he was chased down by Avery Brown. But a massive gain by Owen Weisenberger, who kept it himself some 25 yards. First and 10 for Regis at the plus 27.
Yeah, that was just a good setup from the O-line, created just a massive gaping hole on the right side, and Weisenberger had days to run all the way to the 27-yard line of Grantsburg.
Regis was challenged in week one against Fall Creek in the level one by Fall Creek, had to rally late to win. Last week controlled that game, though it was close against Luther. Tarbox into the line, pushes guys over inside the 25 and down to the 22. Picked up 5 on the play, second and 5. But Regis was challenged in week one, controlled that game last week. Grantsburg, meanwhile, pulverized Ladysmith in round one of the playoffs. And then last week, a back and forth tussle at home against Mondovi on what was a muddy, snowy field, by the way, up there in northwestern Wisconsin. They won that game. Second down and 5 for Regis at the plus 22. They trail 7-0, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Weisenberger giving it to Austin Riddow, coming wide to the left side, turns the edge, brings it inside the 20, and got near the first down marker at the 18-yard line. Picks up 4.5 yards on the play. It'll be third down and 1 yard, and no doubt this will be two down territory. And now Regis, if somehow or another they get walled off here, they'll go for it again. Grantsburg has shown no signs of being able to hold back this Regis rushing game. Third and less than 1 yard. Weisenberg in the shotgun, carried to Tarbox, through the right side, has the first down, and is brought down the 15-yard line, but gained 3 yards on the play before he was tackled by Brady Burton, and another first down for Regis.
Yep, Regis just keeps moving the ball. It's just like Grantsburg on the previous drive. Regis just keeps finding ways to move the sticks.
7-0, Grantsburg leads. They scored on their first possession. Regis now on their first possession, trying to answer. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Weisenberg on the shotgun, Tarbox in the backfield. Weisenberger fakes the give, tries to keep it himself, but he's bear-hugged and flung down from the waist as he is sacked in the backfield by Ian Berkman. Ian Berkman comes through, wraps him up at the waist, and throws him down back at the 20-yard line. A loss of 5. It'll be second down and 15. And Weisenberger walks slowly back to the huddle. He's got a lot of tape on that right ankle. Tarbox joins him in the backfield again in the shotgun power formation. Carry by Tarbox. He's popped, though, in the backfield, loses 1 yard. This time, Norman Jensen on the tackle, and it's third down and 16. Now, Regis does have a kicker in Jack Schroeder, but you'd be outside the range you'd go for here, Derek. It's third down and 17. You don't need all 17 back, but you want to get a chunk of that here if you can.
Yeah, this is the type of play, type of scenario where you want about 5, 10, preferably 12 yards.
Shotgun here for Weisenberger. 3 wide receivers. Flings a screen pass over the middle, though. Finds his man. That's Sawyer Webster. Webster darts in the middle inside the 15 and is brought down at the 12. Decent job of converging on him by the Grantsburg defense, as Regis got that screen pass going, it goes for a decent amount. It goes for almost 10 yards, but it sets up a fourth down and 7 from the 12. And they're going to bring on Jack Schroeder to kick it. It's a straight-on kick between the hash marks. It will be a 29-yarder for the right-footed kicker, Schroeder. So Schroeder trying to get Regis on the board here. From 29 yards out, good snap, ball is down, kicks on its way, and the kick is no good. He missed it to the left. So Schroeder misses the kick, and Regis comes up with nothing on that drive. It remains 7-0 Grantsburg with 2:03 left in the first quarter, and they will end up taking over at their 20. So Schroeder, before that kick, was 3 of 3 this year on field goals. Does not make that one. And that was all set up by Ian Berkman bringing down Weisenberger in the backfield in that first play.
Yeah, that was a big play by him, forcing Regis to play behind the line, and overall it worked out.
Matheny the pass now. Matheny flushed out. Throws over the middle. Catch made on a crossing pattern by Dexter Schultz. Schultz stays on his feet past the 25 and out to the 28-yard line. A gain of 8. Second down and 2. Dexter Schultz came into this game with 16 receptions on the year. Quickly up to the ball. 4 wideouts, 2 each way. But instead they'll give it to Ian Berkman up the middle. Berkman powering his way, flinging guys away from his chest. Past the 30, and a punishing gain out to the 35, a gain of 7, bruised up and all in the process. First and 10 for Grantsburg at their own 35. Again to Berkman, through the middle, bulldoze over guy, he sent past the 50 to the 45, and he's pulled down at the last minute at the 45-yard line. A guy got a hand on him at the 45, and he tripped. Otherwise, he would have been gone right up the middle. Now it's first and 10 from the Regis 44. Again to Berkman. Berkman right up the middle to 35. Lowers his head. Knocks over a Regis defender, Noah Labor, and dives ahead to the 31. 1:14 and counting in the first quarter. And Grantsburg, just play after play, is charging down the field. No huddle here. Now Matheny is going to slow it down and look to the far sideline and call another play at the line here. Matheny, screen pass to the right to Lozier. Lozier, spin move to the 30, and he is devoured near the 27-yard line. Pancake down by Braxton Tarbox. But he's brought down the 26, a gain of maybe 6 on the play, and Lozier is slow to get up as Brody Tarbox knocked all of the stuffing out of him on that clean, faced-up belly-to-belly tackle. 51 seconds left in the first quarter. It's 7-0 in favor of Grantsburg, and as they attend to Dane Lozier, that gives everybody a chance to reset. It'll be second down and 5 for Grantsburg at the Regis 27 when we resume action.
Yes, indeed, and this is just a scenario for Regis where all Grantsburg was doing is running the same play over and over again. Hand off to Berkman up the middle, and it just kept working every single time. That is something you don't want to have happen to your team.
Dane Lozier still right by the Regis sideline is now in a catcher's squat position and now gets up, and he's a little woozy. They're going to have to help him to the far side. You hope he just got, again, the wind knocked out of him. They will, obviously in today's day and age as well, make sure of a concussion. But it was a clean tackle by Braxton Tarbox. We've heard a lot from Brody today offensively, but Braxton face-to-face, belly-to-belly, tackled him and brought him down right onto his back. It'll be second down, officially 6, from the 27-yard line. As Grantsburg driving again, moving left to right. 51 seconds left in the first quarter. Grantsburg leads 7-0 and trying to add to it. Brock Matheny will go under center now. 2 wideouts, 1 split each way. Well, as the snap came, whistles fly, and we had somebody jump off sides for Regis. So that'll be a 5-yard gift certificate for Grantsburg. And That's going to bring it right near the first down marker. That might be enough. Yep, it's going to be enough for the first down. So a free first down given to Grantsburg, and it'll be first and 10 from the, well, the official signaled first down, but the chain gang doesn't want to move the chain. They've got it at the 22, and the officials are telling the chain gang, you work for us. So the chain gang will adhere to the bosses, and it will be first and 10 from the 22. I kind of like that, though, the hometown chain gang trying to say, no, no, no. It's like the official scorer in baseball saying it's not a run unless I put it down as one. First and 10 for Grantsburg at the plus 22, 30 seconds left in the first quarter. They are trying to add to a 7-0 lead. Berkman wide to the left, flags fly. Berkman turns at the hash marks inside the 20, got to the 16. We'll see what the situation is with the flags. Was a gain of 6, but it's coming back, an illegal formation on Grantsburg. So that'll be a 5-yard penalty from the initial spot, push them back to the 27. First down and 15 for Grantsburg. Clock will run under 20 seconds. Does Adam Hale want his team to run another play? We'll see. They get to the line. Brock Matheny, though, is a little slow to get himself into position. Doesn't look like they're really hustling here. Down to 6. They are set up. 5-4 in the shotgun. 3. They do take a snap. Give goes to Berkman. Berkman through the line. Gets past the 25. Dives out to the 20. A gain of 7 on the play. That'll get that penalty yardage back and then some. And that's how the first quarter will come to an end. We're through one quarter of this level 3 playoff game. Number 2 seed Grantsburg leading number 1 seed Regis 7-0. And Grantsburg is driving. Second quarter is next from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
A&W is serving up more than just burgers and floats. Introducing the all-new Cap'n Crunch Cereal Shake. This signature frosty mug is filled with creamy vanilla soft serve and loaded with berry-licious bits of Cap'n Crunch cereal. It's a flavor explosion that'll take you back to Saturday morning cartoons. And then some. Visit your nearest A&W and try one today. A&W, burgers, floats, and then some. Valid at Altoona, Colby, Cadott, Spencer, and Withy locations. Order online and skip the line.
All right, we head to the second quarter. Grantsburg is driving. They'll have a second down and 9 from the 21-yard line of Regis. Grantsburg leads 7-0 over Regis. These two programs don't play each other a lot, but when they've met in playoffs in the last 10 to 15 years, they've always been epic games. Now, obviously, these players weren't the same players. A lot of these guys were barely in second grade when these schools last met in the playoffs here in 2018. Hand off to Berkman in the backfield. Nowhere to go that time. There was a miscommunication on the handoff there. Brock Matheny went to give it to Berkman, but I think he was trying to pull it out, and Berkman kind of ripped it away from him. It'll be third down and 9 for Grantsburg at the plus 21. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano off to our left. When these schools last met here at Carson Park in 2018, the game came down to the final minute. Grantsburg picked up a rare win for an opponent at this ballpark. Shotgun snap to Matheny, throws to the left. It's bobbled but caught inside the 15, down to the 10, and pow, plowed from behind. Reese Jensen, though, got the catch, brings it down inside the 13, down near the 12. Did he get the first down? I believe he did. Yes, he did. They mark him down at the 11. Brock Matheny rolled to his right, then threw back across to his left, got it to Jensen, and Jensen races his way to the first down marker. First and 10 for Grantsburg at the 11-yard line.
And yeah, right there from Grantsburg, it's just been the same thing consistently, moving the chains every chance they get.
A lot of third down conversions in this game for him. First and 10 for Grantsburg at the 11. They can still get a first down inside the 1. Matheny under center. Pitch to Berkman to the left. Goes along the hash mark. Knocks over two, three, four Regis Ramblers. Then drags two more with him and is into the end zone. A touchdown for Grantsburg. Ian Berkman, his second touchdown run of the game. This time from 11 yards out. And it's 13-0 Grantsburg with 10:40 left in the second quarter. One of the rare times you've seen Regis be out-muscled. Alex McCormick on for the extra point as Berkman's been like the Cloverfield monster. There's nothing that can bring him down. McCormick, the extra point is good. It's 14-0 Grantsburg. So 14-0 Grantsburg with 10:40 to play in the first half. Hey, Regis was down two scores against Fall Creek and they rallied. They're going to have to do it again here tonight. Regis ball when we come back from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are. It's fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
The York's Brand.
Ah, quit messing around and go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
The York's Brand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
The York's Brand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
The York's Brand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Everett Tate, you can tell, is in the ear of Brian Brenner, the head coach of Regis, saying, Coach, I want to play. I got to play. Of course, he's been really banged up with that lower body injury. You get the sense as he's running up and down the sideline, he may try to go. He's going to try to find his way out there at some point. It's 14-0 Grantsburg, 10:40 left in the first half. And Regis desperately needs a score. They drove the ball in their last possession but stalled out in the red zone and had a 29-yard field goal attempt that missed. McCormick to boot it away for Grantsburg. He'll swing that right leg and send the ball down to our left. High end-over-end kick. That is taken by Figge at the hash marks of the 5. Right along the right hash mark, past the 20 to the 25, and spun down at the 30-yard line. First and 10 for Regis at the 30. And Derek, you get the sense? A long way to go. Mathematically, it's not the case, but realistically, Regis has to get points on this drive and preferably the touchdown.
Yeah, this is a huge opportunity now. They really need, if they're going to do anything this game, because Grantsburg, it feels like they're not going to be stopped today, especially with Ian Berkman on the ground. It's not looking good defensively, so they really need some points here offensively.
First and 10 for Regis. At the 30-yard line, Weisenberger. Carey will go up the middle and out to the 35, maybe 36, a 6-yard gain on the play for Everett Tate. So Everett Tate, seeing time, he's got both of those ankles wrapped up, and he's going to slowly, he was about to come to the sideline, they say stay in, so now he's going to come out. The poor kid looks like he's jogging on hot coals with bare feet. But went out there, and even him going out there a little bit, that'll keep Grantsburg honest. Second down and 5 from the 35. Harrison Haas coming wide to the right side. He's got room past the 40. First down to the 45. Now to the 50-yard line and wrapped up from behind at the 45-yard line of Grantsburg. Avery Brown brought him down. A great tackle by Avery Brown that may have prevented maybe even a touchdown. Remember Brown, he's the one who angled Weisenberger out of bounds on that long carry when Weisenberger looked like he may have been gone in the first quarter.
Yeah, Avery Brown has done a great job of keeping Regis from going all the way to the end zone.
Ah, but it's going to come back. All of it was for naught. A flag was down at the line of scrimmage, and this is coming back. See what the white cap tells us.
A low block on the offense, 15-yard penalty from the previous spot.
Oh, you want to talk about thinking you got a date with the homecoming queen only to find out that on the day of the date you've got diarrhea. Oh, so from as great of something happening to almost something completely the opposite, instead of a big gain and in plus territory, it's a 15-yard penalty, and now it's first down or second down and 20 from the 20-yard line, their own 20. And this time, out of that power formation, nothing happening. Austin Ridd out on the carry, had nowhere to go, and it'll be... That was first down. Yeah, it's third down and 20. Third down and 20 for Regis. Regis is going to have to start thinking about airing it out a little bit here. When Regis has pad to pass, they've had success. Alex Figge is one of the top targets, but so is Everett Tate. So again, the lack of Everett Tate becoming so big. Shotgun for Weisenberger, two wideouts, one split each way. He's going to let the pass, looking, throws over the middle, looking for Figge. He threw behind him, incomplete at the 35. Even if Figge had made the reception, would have been well shy of the first down, and Regis will have to punt the ball away. Grantsburg is going to get great field position and an opportunity to make it a three-score game in the first half. 8:56 left in the first half. Grantsburg leads 14-0 and threatening for more. John Leadham on to punt. Standing right around his own five-yard line. Lozier and Berkman to return, standing just on their side of the 50. High snap, Leadham gets it down. It's a wobbly kick. It will take a bounce at the Regis 40. Takes a Grantsburg roll inside the 40 and dead in at the 39. And Grantsburg will have tasty field position at the Regis 39-yard line. A chance to make it a three-score game as they're up 14-0 with 8:47 left in the first half.
Yeah, this is quickly turning into a nightmare for Regis right now. It went from, okay, they got one score, it's not bad, but now two scores and now unable to score again, giving Grantsburg amazing field position at the 40. This could easily get out of hand.
Regis needs a defensive stop. Brock Matheny under center. Gives it to Ian Berkman. Berkman tripped at the line. Falls ahead, maybe gained a yard. But Ian Berkman's been like the Cloverfield monster or like 75-year-old saltwater taffy. No matter what you do, you can't break through. He's had an outstanding first half. Second down and 9 for Grantsburg at the plus 39-yard line. Brock Matheny, the shotgun, sends a man in motion. Hand off again to Berkman. Berkman walled off at the line and nowhere to go as he's thrown back. That was, they say Landon Semling on the tackle. So Semling on the tackle for Regis, and it'll be third and 10 for Grantsburg at the 40-yard line of Regis.
And if you're Regis right now, this is really one of their best chances to get a third down stop, which would only be their second of the...
Matheny rolls to the right, throws to the right sideline, catch is made, and for the first down to the 30-yard line, he found Daxter Schultz, who was in an open spot in the right flat. He made the short catch and then ran the additional 5 yards and gets the first down to the 30-yard line. A fresh set of downs for Grantsburg and yet another third down conversion for Grantsburg.
Yeah, Regis is having a very difficult time. It's actually crazy. That's now the fourth time Grantsburg has converted on third down.
Berkman. Wide to the left, reverses to the right, works his way inside the hash marks, inside the 25, all the way to the 23-yard line. Gains 6, second down, and 4.
And what's even crazier about that is the one time they were unsuccessful on third down, they picked it up on fourth down anyways.
Unease from the Regis supporters below us. This is uncharted territory for this year's Regis Ramblers squad. They are being outworked physically. Brock Matheny sends Dane Lozier in motion. Good to see him back out there, but he gives it to Berkman. Berkman through the middle. Pinballs off bodies between the hash marks. Past the 15. First down all the way to the 12.
Yeah, Ian Berkman has just been, he's just been bodying his way through this Regis defense, and they've had really no answer to it.
And like your grandmother, Derek, way back in the mid-80s, getting daddy a Cabbage Patch doll. He's throwing shoulders and throwing hands, and nobody can bring him down. This time they give it to Daxter Schultz. Bounces the outside of the right to the five. Turns for the goal line and he's in. Daxter Schultz, his third rushing touchdown of the year from 12 yards out. It is 20-0 Grantsburg with 6:11 to play in the first half. Wow. The issue in this one, now as much as it is Regis hasn't put points on the board, they cannot stop Grantsburg. That's the issue. Grantsburg, a program averaging 40 points per game, and they are not being denied tonight. Alex McCormick for the extra point. The right-footed kick is up, and it is good. 21-0 Grantsburg with 6:11 to go in the first half. Regis Ball when we come back from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
21-0 in favor of Grantsburg. 6:11 to go in the first half. Winner advances to level four and is just one win shy of reaching the state championship game, whereas a team that loses tonight, no safety net. You get ready for basketball, wrestling, maybe the spring sport already, or just something that's not even sports related. But football season is over for somebody, and the harsh reality sets in that it does end tonight. Grantsburg, though, up 21-0. They have out-muscled Regis. As far as moving the ball down the field, Regis did have a great opening drive in this game, but came up with nothing when it stalled out in the red zone and had a 29-yard field goal that missed. Kickoff down to Figge at the 5, working from left to right. Brings it past the 20 to the 25. He's got room past the 35. Darts his way out to the 45-yard line. A great return by Alex Figge, who gets up, yells to the near sideline. We'll see if that provides an emotional boost to the Regis Ramblers, who will start at their own 45-yard line.
Yeah, it's just an amazing return from Figge there, able to take the ball from practically his own goal line to nearly plus territory, but just short at the 45-yard line.
Regis without pretty much Everett Tate today or Austin Ridout. That does hurt them offensively, and especially with no Tate, it's clearly hurting them defensively. Weisenberger fumbled the snap, picks it up though, tosses it wide to the left to Austin Ridout, and Ridout nowhere to go. He's going to be brought down for a loss of three.
That was just it was just a bad snap, and then bobbled snap at that, and then Weisenberger just had to lob the ball to Ridout to his left hand side, and then just unable for him to go anywhere.
Second down and 13 from their own 42 now for Regis. Power formation. Carry through the middle by Connor Whiteside's got room past the 50 near the first down marker at the 46 of Grantsburg. Gain 12 on the play. It'll be third down and a yard. Carter Whiteside, we saw him get a bulk of carries in that Fall Creek win. Brody Tarbox checking back into the game for Regis. He had that good opening possession. Of course, he had three touchdowns last week in the win against Luther. Or two touchdowns, I should say, in the win against Luther. Third down and a yard. Weisenberger to pass, rolling to the right side. Throws right sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Dane Lozier jumped in front of Alex Figge. Picks it off at his own 40-yard line. Steps out of bounds. Interception. And Grantsburg will take over at their own 41-yard line as Dane Lozier gets his fifth interception of the season. And Grantsburg a chance here to really close the casket on Regis in the first half. 4:38 left until halftime. Grantsburg leads 21-0. The Grantsburg supporters who drove 2 hours here are very happy on the side opposite of us right now. Brock Matheny fakes the give. There is a flag. Rolls to the right. Throws over the middle. Catch to his brother, Caden Matheny. He's got the first down all the way to the Regis 41-yard line, but we'll see if it's coming back as flags flew at the snap. Do we get another illegal formation on Grantsburg? Here comes the call.
Illegal formation by the offense. 5 men in the backfield. 5 yard penalty from the previous spot.
So all that did was allow Brock to play catch with his brother Caden and milk some time off the clock. Clock not really a factor. Grantsburg has 3 timeouts. 4:27 until halftime. Again, they lead 21-0. Regis does get the ball to begin the second half. It'll be first and 15 now for Grantsburg at their own 36.
And yeah, this could easily become a laugh for if Grantsburg scores on this possession here. And if you're Regis, you can only really blame yourselves here. They have not really moved the ball that much on offense apart from that first drive. They did start to look like they were going to get something going after that big return. That ended up in an interception.
Brock Matheny, shotgun snap, inside handoff. The Daxter shows to the right side. He's got plenty of room. Past the 45 to the 50. Hits the right sideline. He might be gone. The 30, 25, 20. And he's nudged out of bounds with a shoulder by Braxton Tarbox. Inside the 20, all the way to the 16 of Regis.
Yeah, that's just a huge bulk play there from Daxter Schultz, able to bounce to the outside, well, right in front of their own supporters on the Grantsburg side, and he could have been gone if it weren't for a shoulder.
Touchdown saving tackle by Braxton Tarbox, the sophomore, but first and 10 for Grantsburg at the plus 16-yard line. Trying to add to a 21-0 lead late in the first half. Shotgun to Matheny, fakes the give, keeps it himself, tries to wiggle his way up the middle and gained a couple of yards inside the 15. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Even last year when Regis lost early in the playoffs and Regis was a little shakier last year, they really were not blown. They never really had their doors blown off like this in the first half of any game last year.
And yeah, when we talk about Grantsburg last in their previous game, they had a big second half explosion, not a first half one, which is what has happened here.
Ian Berkman to the left, trying to see if there's a hole that developed. Nothing does develop. Good job by Reed just to extend the line, gain maybe a foot or two. Ball marked just inside the 14. Third down and 7. Third and 7 for Grantsburg.
But this is now one of the more scary positions for Regis. A third down for Grantsburg, something they seem to always convert on.
Shotgun for Matheny. He's got Berkman to his right. 4 wideouts, 3 to the right side. Matheny looking to that right. Now over the middle. Flushed out, wrapped up, and he's going to be sound. Ball comes free. Loose ball. They say it's a fumble. Picked up, though, by Berkman for Grantsburg. Back at his own 26. They had him set. They let the play continue. Matheny tried to throw it away. The ball came loose. They say it was a live ball, not a pass, but Berkman was able to save the day. The ball, however, all the way back at the 26-yard line, so it's fourth down and a toy train ride to go. They've got to get to about the 6, so it's fourth down and 20. You're out of the range of Alex McCormick, the kicker. So you'll go for it here, and it does look like Grantsburg is going to let the play clock melt down, then call a timeout here. Under 2 to go until half. Clock still ticking. And Adam Hale waiting for the play clock to expire. There goes the umpire signaling that it's winding down, and there's the timeout taken by Grantsburg. So they'll call their first timeout. 1:43 left until halftime. Grantsburg leads 21-0. They'll have a fourth down and 20 at the Regis 26-yard line. And again, Derek, the big key here is if it's a passing play, knock the ball down. If it's anything that's a running play or a pass underneath, you've got to converge and bring the guy down. You've got room to play with. Don't try to go for the big knockdown tackle. Just wrap up and you'll get out of Dodge.
Yeah, this is the type of scenario. Just do your job here. Get the play done. Don't need to go for any flashy play here. Just do your job, get it done, and prevent Grantsburg from scoring for once.
21-0, Grantsburg leads. They come up to the ball. Hey, Derek and I played a little backyard football before we had this game today. Maybe we got to go out there and play at halftime. Fourth down and 20 for Grantsburg at the Regis 26-yard line. Matheny in the shotgun, five wide receivers. Under pressure, throws over the middle. It's going to be incomplete. He was going for Daxter Schultz over the middle, but great job on the coverage by Tucker DeRuin, a sophomore for Regis. So Regis holds, and now they'll take over with 1:38 left and two timeouts at their own 26. And remember, Regis gets the ball to begin the second half, so a chance if they can muster something up here to have a chance for a terrible twofer.
Yeah, this is a very big drive here. You got to run a 98-second drill and get all the way to the other end, which is about 74 yards away in 98 seconds.
Weisenberger shotgun snap, low snap, bobbles it, picks it up. He's under duress now, runs out to the left side, throws left side, diving catch made by Figge at the first down marker. What a play by Weisenberger, bobbled the ball. And then it was like trying to pick up a baby that was crawling on the ground. He was able to somehow scoop it up cleanly, throw to the left, and a sliding grab by Ficky for a first down out to the 36-yard line. Regis up to the ball. Clock restarts after the chains are reset. Another low snap scooped up by Weisenberger. Now heaves it deep to midfield. Jump ball. That's right to Lozier. Lozier picks it off for Grantsburg. Stays on his feet. Right sideline 50 to the 45 and runs into his sideline. Weisenberger's throw had no chance right there. He just threw up a dying quail to midfield. And Lozier was like a center fielder waiting for the fly ball to land in his glove. Picks it off, his second interception of the game, his sixth of the year. And Regis's offense right now, you can tell, is a little bit of a mess. Whether it's all the injuries and the fact now they're chasing. The offense is not built to come back from a 21-0 deficit. First and 10 for Grantsburg at the Regis 44 with 1:10 left to go. And now Grantsburg could really go for the kill shot. Brock Matheny steps in the pocket, he'll run it himself and gains a couple of yards as he's mushed at the 40-yard line, a gain of four. Clock will tick under a minute to go. Grantsburg does have two timeouts left. Doesn't look like they're in any particular hurry, though. Worst case scenario, they want to go into the dressing room up 21-0. Matheny in the shotgun. Four wideouts, three split to the left side. Sends a man in motion, that's Lozier. Takes the chest high snap. Now flings over the middle to Daxter Schultz on a screen pass. He's got the first down, pass the 35 to the 30-yard line. Clock will stop with 26 seconds to go until halftime. Does Adam Hale use a timeout? Clock will start up again, 25-24. Grantsburg up to the ball, Matheny shotgun snap. Three-step drop, looking, plenty of time, now flushed out. He'll throw it left side, incomplete, a flag is thrown, and looks like that'll be a hold on Grantsburg. Again, though, I don't know why there will be a hold on Grantsburg, but again, it's another team, another week, that seems content, even though they're in scoring position, to take timeouts with them into the dressing room. Now, Adam Hale's been doing this since, well, for 13 years, But I don't know why. You're still running your offense. Not like you're trying to run the clock out. You're trying to run the offense, but you didn't use your timeouts. So now you only have 15 seconds to go, and the ball placed the Regis 40. I would just run the ball here and go to the dressing room at this point. Oh, now they got a Regis player to jump on the right side, so that'll be 5 free yards. But it only moves the ball to the 35-yard line. You've got time, if you want to be aggressive, to run 2, maybe 3 plays with the 2 timeouts, but I don't know what they're thinking there. They've bled the clock all the way down. All right, ball at the 35 of Regis with 15 seconds to go until halftime. Matheny rolling to the right, has protection, throws right sideline. Catch man at the sideline, and going out of bounds is Dane Lozier inside the 20, a first down at the 19-yard line. So now you got 10 seconds to go. Clock stops since he got out of bounds. And it'll be first and 10 from the 19, but more importantly, the ball at the 19-yard line. And Grantsburg, Derek, is going to get 1, maybe 2 cracks at the end zone.
Yeah, this is a situation that Regis can't really afford to be in. And if you're Grantsburg right now, a good chance to just go for the kill shot.
Well, Grantsburg is going to use one of their 2 remaining timeouts to talk it over here, because you're going to get 1, maybe 2 plays. And here's the thing, you don't have to go right to the end zone. You can try something underneath and see if a guy gets in the space. But probably the biggest thing to remind the kids down there is if you do catch the ball over the middle and you don't get into the end zone, and you're not going to get into the end zone, get down quick so a timeout can be called. Now, Grantsburg is attacking the goal down to our left, which does not have the scoreboard, so they're not looking at the scoreboard as they're running. The other option they have is Alex McCormick. This is in his range to kick it. So do maybe you try to run one play to get the ball set up where he'd want to kick it? We will see. All right, ball at the 19 of Regis with 10 seconds to go until halftime. It's 21-0 Grantsburg, and they're looking for a first half kill shot. The fatal blow. Brock Matheny in the shotgun. And flags. No, not flags. Timeout taken by Regis as Brian Brenner wants to talk it over. Well, Derek, we'll see how the second half shapes up here, and I think a lot as far as how we begin the second half ranges on what happens here on the next play or two, because at 21-0, it's already going to take a lofty comeback. If it becomes 27-28-0, it's probably really over.
Yeah, that's when you might want to start packing the bags. It'll probably be over by then.
Again, winner of this game advances to level 4 next week, likely at a site around the lacrosse area, with it being a neutral site. How much different would this game have been if Regis, their first drive, had not stalled out in the red zone? And yeah, Jack Schroeder missed that 29-yard kick, but Regis had first and 10 at the 15 and ended up going backwards on a couple of plays that blew up that drive. All right, 10 seconds until halftime. They do have one timeout left as Grantsburg. Ball at the 19-yard line. They attack the goal down to the left. 3 wideouts, 2 to the left. Matheny looking, flushed out to the right. Flings it out of bounds. And now there's just 5 seconds left. If you try to kick it here, and it looks like that's going to be the case, you're going to be looking at about a 36-yarder, I think. Alex McCormick is out there stretching that right leg. He's ready to kick it. This will be from the right hash. He's going to have to pull it a little bit. A 36-yard field goal to increase a 21-0 lead. McCormick is ready, soccer-style kicker. Last play of the half. Good snap, ball's down, kicks on its way. The kick has got the distance, and it is good. Alex McCormick buries the field goal, and Grantsburg will head to the dressing room down to our right, up by a score of 24-0. Derek, it has been years since Regis has been pasted like this in a first half.
Yeah, this is not something you see very common from Regis. This is very unusual to them, so they just got to take it right now.
Regis blown out in this first half. They are down 24-0 and will need one of the more memorable comebacks